Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our mentor call. You're online with Agnieszka and Adamantia, and we're here to guide you on this mentor call. Today we're going... Oh, Adamantia, sorry, it's your turn.
It's my turn?
Yes, to introduce yourself.
Oh, hi, I'm Adamantia. Okay, your turn. What do I do?
All right, well... Okay? Today we're going to be talking about the throat chakra. The throat chakra, the gate to truthful existence, the communication center of the body. And as Adamantia mentioned before the call started, the ears and the throat are connected, and the throat chakra governs both, as well as the upper shoulders, where a lot of people hold so much tension after work. It's all connected to the throat chakra. Through the throat chakra, we can voice our opinions, beliefs, and truths, express the self, and try to make sense of the world. Through our speech, our throat chakra is one of the avenues of expression in our body, our hands and our throat. So we can either express ourselves by doing good deeds, or we can express ourselves by speaking good words. And that is how the throat chakra can express the essence of the heart. What really goes on inside our heart, it comes out through the throat chakra. The throat chakra is self-expression, creativity, it's artistic. The search for the inner voice is also called looking for the pure places, that still quiet voice inside you. And that is the source. So the throat chakra allows for the search of the inner voice as well as the outside expression. When your throat chakra is in balance, you can express yourself truthfully without fearing of others, and you can listen with empathy. It encourages sharing and focuses on your goals. And when your throat chakra is out of balance, you can experience shyness or arrogance, anxiety or condescension. Adamantia, did you want to take it from here?
Take it from there. I just wanted to go over just a few basic things, and a lot of this would be found online because this is the throat, I believe, Agnieszka, is module 10, yes?
Yes.
And what we always start off by going is just the location, and I think you did touch on it, but the location of the throat chakra is the throat, the neck, the cervical vertebrae, the mouth, the teeth, the gums, the bronchial and vocal, all that apparatus, the esophagus, the pharynx, the larynx, and the trachea. The color associated with this energy center is blue, and the element is ether. The sense is sound and vibration and hearing. And again, as Agnieszka mentioned, it's all about speech and self-expression. Then we get into the different body parts where the throat chakra can be found. In the face, it's the eyebrows. And again, this is online, and we also go over this in the live event as well, and more in detail. On the feet, it's the base of the toes. And on the hands, it's the third digit below the knuckles. I think there's so much I would love to share about the throat chakra. Really, if you can look at it as the connection or disconnection, if there is one, between mental activity and the physical body, and whether we are connected to our physical body or disconnected. So when there is a disconnection, that's when we perhaps may feel not like we are in our body. We may have suppressed our feelings. And we can tend to get stuck more in our head. That's where an imbalance can be created in the throat, which really, because the throat chakra is all about authentic self-expression. So when emotions are being held back, say in the lower chakras, in the chest, but even lower, for example, with fear and guilt and shame in the first, second, and third, that energy may not be coming up for its full expression through the throat chakra. In this area, again, it separates our thinking self from our feeling self. And another thing actually could be that could affect an imbalance here is whether we were shut off from receiving even nourishment, nourishment in the way of being able to express our emotions. And these can be issues that arise in this area. And really, problems in this area can arise from, energy that's just not flowing freely due to a body-mind separation and not really feeling comfortable again in our bodies. And this is something that would have occurred early in life. One way in particular that's actually, I think, the easiest way to even to see how connected we are in our throat chakra is to stand, psychosomatically speaking, is to stand in front of a mirror or we do a plumb line in the live event to see where is the head in relation to the body. And as soon as the head comes forward in front of the body, there's going to be a disconnect in the heart chakra.
Throat.
What I say? Throat, heart. Yes. Throat.
It's funny, I was just going to talk about the importance of posture in the throat chakra.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is that I was really thinking about that, feeling into it, because right now I'm really working on my opening my heart chakra and really seeing the relation of how that has affected my authentic speech. And by opening my heart, I'm not just doing it for the heart chakra. It's to bring that energy out so then I and more in balance, right? The heart being the point of balance, so then I can speak authentically. That's why I really think when it comes to issues of the throat, it's to look at what's going on in the lower chakras. Because fear will shut down the throat. Guilt and shame that hasn't been resolved will shut it down as well.
Yeah, it's interesting, the emotional standpoints, I guess, that are affected by the throat chakra, or that maybe when the throat chakra is out of balance, we have these emotions through our... There's in a positive aspect, we can express integrity. That's a throat chakra type emotion or state of being. Faith, self-knowledge. And then if our throat chakra is out of balance, if we're pushing ourselves too hard or pulling back, then we might experience fear of losing autonomy. We may experience inhibited self-expression, and we may even express some dishonesty. Those are the things that are affected. So it's not just the body, and it's not just the expression. It's also like on a higher level in the emotional body, we can really feel the effects of the throat chakra as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's a bit of a...
But there's one more thing about the throat chakra we need to tell them about. I'm sure they're aware, but, you know, this is the reminder. It's about the words, choosing your words carefully.
Yes, that's a good point.
Right? In the BAM manual, module 10, you'll find that page with all the words to nourish or to nurture in your speech, and all the words to perhaps eliminate from the speech, as that may be empowering. And that's definitely a throat chakra thing when we are expressing disempowering words, whether in writing or in speech, in to others or to ourselves.
And that's why when we, and most, I believe this is more in the live event, we talk about, no, actually, I think it's in online as well, is how our words cast spells. And that's what we talk about, the spelling of a word and the words that we use. And I catch it a lot when I'm casting it on others, and not even intentionally. Like, so when I'm saying something like, you know, that's like a double whammy, because we're using the word know, which vibrationally, because the throat chakra is all about vibration as well. So everything that is spoken, the body is getting the vibration of that. But the interesting thing with the throat is everything that isn't being expressed, that vibration of what isn't being expressed is being suppressed. So the body is still holding it. So there's a lot to words, the energy behind words, the intention that they are spoken or even suppressed. Because if I'm not speaking something, perhaps because from a past trauma where it wasn't safe to speak, the energy of those unspoken words now are being stuck in the body. And that's where the psychosomatic significance of having a closed down, or I shouldn't say closed down, but a, what's a good word for it? An issue in the throat chakra actually affects not only the throat chakra.
Well, it affects everything below it, right?
Yeah.
And everything above it, as it's a kink in the house.
Yes.
The thing that I've noticed with my clients lately is that the words they say about others are very telling about what's going on inside their own head. Because one of my clients, for example, the other day was saying, oh, those idiots at work, and they're idiots. And then I asked him, I said, well, do you speak that way to yourself? Do you call yourself an idiot? And he stopped, and he thought about it for a second, because he's kind of an aware, a rather aware person. But he realized that he does speak to himself like that. And the key was to notice how he speaks about others.
You know what, that's interesting. That's where I was really thinking about where fear, guilt, and shame that isn't resolved comes into play with the throat chakra. Because guilt and shame can make us want to run and hide. And give us a feeling perhaps that we are flawed, and you know, we can't allow those flaws to be exposed, so we suppress even our speech so we're not seen. And then that suppressed expression actually becomes the internal critic. So there's a lot going on
with
the chakra.
But it's important to listen to further little keys, because the keys will lead you to the prize.
And actually, I think I'm just going to suggest that we do this evening, because I'm catching it for myself as we're talking, is let's see if we can all kind of call each other when we unmute, if we catch the words like, no, for sure, or even but, because but discredits everything that was said before it. Anyways, words like that, if we can try to catch it for each other, because I find that very helpful.
I would be careful with the but, because buts can be used in a very good way. For example, the hike was really hard, but the view at the top was worth it.
Yeah.
Right? In this way, but is used appropriately, and it discounts the hard hike because the view at the top was worth it. But if, however, I don't know.
Anyway, let's just catch it, and we'll see where we go from there.
What I was going to say is, when we say things like, you did a good job, but I didn't like the way you were dressed, then we're discounting the important part of the sentence and putting attention on the not important part, or the suggestion for growth, rather.
So I guess the point is the importance of our words, spoken or unspoken. My words, there, I'll correct that. So the importance of my words, both spoken and unspoken, and how they affect the throat and the throat chakra, and how that then affects the rest of our being as well.
Yes, exactly. So are we ready to turn it over to the ladies for questions?
I think so, because we have quite a few people on tonight. It would be lovely to hear what everybody has to say. It could be a question, it could be a thought, it could add some knowledge, it could be whatever you like, and we'll just kind of think, go down the list, Agnieszka, and see what everyone has to say and where everybody's at tonight.
Like that.
It's magic.
Yeah, it sounds like Kate must be home now, because
I am. I'm home, and my cats have stopped meowing for their dinner.
Oh, so great! Which means you're first then.
Okay, I actually do have a question. So I have been in the last 2 weeks experiencing vertigo.
Kate, can you speak up?
Off and on. Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
A little bit poorly. But I can hear you, but if you spoke up a little bit, it would be better.
Okay, I'm talking quite loud, so I don't know if anybody else is having a problem. But anyway, I'm experiencing some vertigo over the last 2 weeks, and I'm wondering if that is related to the throat chakra. Does anybody have experience with that?
Vertigo just off the top of my head. I'm getting the sense, and then I'm going to look it up here. I believe it's more of have to do with the eyes, which would be more brow, but also crown. So is this something that you've ever experienced before?
No, not really. But you know what? It actually does make sense to me if it would be the crown, because I've been developing my psychic abilities
right.
for the last little while. And the last mm-hmm. 2 weeks, I've done some Kundalini yoga. And the next day
right.
or in the middle of the night, I'm waking up with vertigo.
Okay. So what I would would like to add to that is the importance of being in the body, especially
okay.
when awakening the Kundalini. This is a very, very, very powerful energy. And if one is not, I'm not saying you're not, by the way, in your body. I'm saying if one isn't, it's just kind of for everybody, because there are people who go out there and they'll awaken their Kundalini. If they're not, if we're not in our body when that's happening, that energy can shoot right through the system, right through the nervous system, and some people end up in psych wards. Like,
okay,
obviously,
yeah.
That's an extreme what I'm talking about, but the significance also right now is the Kundalini energy of Mother Earth, of the shift that's happening there from the masculine to the feminine energy. It's alive, and it's coming through, and that's why we keep telling people, get in your bodies, get in your bodies, get in your bodies, because that will...
Right.
That could blow the top of the crown right out. So I would say is that if you're working on your psychic abilities and awakening the Kundalini, beautiful if that's where you're at. And, not but, and at the same time, what are you balancing that as far as we need to be in our bodies when that's happening? Because there's so
right.
much energy.
Okay.
Yeah, there's so much energy, so much stuff going on right now.
And all the energy is going faster and faster and faster,
yeah.
right? So the things are happening. Even manifestations are so much faster, from thought to creation.
Yeah, I can really feel all of that lately, too. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's very helpful. Thank you. Sorry for distracting
I just like to,
from,
yeah,
from
I just would like to,
the throat chakra.
Yeah, I'd like to read you something, though, about that. Because we all learn from
sure.
all of this, even if it isn't directly to the throat. Because the other thing
okay.
is also all the chakras are so related that something could
mm-hmm.
be happening in the second that's affecting the crown, right? So something might be happening in the throat that's affecting the crown. So vertigo,
right?
The body is overloaded, feeling unstable, out of balance, ungrounded, mm-hmm. and confused.
Okay.
Unsafe, scattered, or burdened. So really, again, it's what we're saying is about being grounded.
Mm-hmm.
So how about some earthing, Kate? You're in the West Coast, so you can do some earthing easily, right?
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Definitely.
And the other thing I would say is see if it can become a mantra, where are my feet? Where are my feet? Where are my feet pointed? Because they're the roots. And I understand we keep saying that, and it may seem so simple, but it's so significant. Because every time I think of my feet, I'm automatically grounded.
Mm-hmm.
The energy will drop down. So where are my feet, and where are they pointed?
Okay. Yeah, I definitely
okay.
Do watch the pointing of the feet, but I think I probably tend to not pay enough attention to the feet generally.
Yeah.
You know,
I would
not
say yeah.
Really not enough.
Yeah, I would say bring even more so on that, on energy. Like, and then like Agnieszka said, like go barefoot, go outside, get your feet in the soil, really get connected right now. It's a real significant time for the energy that's coming.
Even
right.
Or that's here. Yep. Forget coming, it's here.
Yeah. Definitely.
Even if you stick your feet in the ocean, that's the ocean balancing also.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So.
Thanks so much, everyone.
Good. I hope that was helpful, yeah.
Very helpful.
Next.
Next. Rachel. Rachel is going to be joining us June 3rd to 5th. Well, you're arriving on the 2nd in Sedona for Body Awakening Method Live. I'm really looking forward to having you there, Rachel. It's going to be great. And you're up next.
Okay. Well, I sorry. I had someone just walk in, and so I got out of where we were, and now I am coming back into a quiet space to return to what I was thinking about when you were speaking. One thing that I was thinking about is that, in my understanding, the ears are a receptor, so they're more third eye than throat. Is that?
I'm sorry, say that again. Can you say that again, please?
The ears are receptors, so we receive information through ears, mm-hmm. eyes, sinus, and so I associate ears more with the third eye. How is that in your understanding? Is it associated with both?
Yes. So if I could add to that is, yes, I have heard of the ears being in the sixth chakra. So this is the thing. For psychosomatic, we have the ears with the throat, with the sound. So I'm not going to say one is right and one is wrong. In particular, when getting into teachings of the chakras, for the most part, you'll find a lot of the similar with the odd thing. Like I've read, for example, the pituitary for some is in the sixth and some have it in the crown, for example. So I'm not going to say one is right or wrong. Sometimes there's just a bit of a tweak in a different teaching. For us, okay. we have the ears with the throat chakra psychosomatically as far as what we're teaching. So I don't want to say that it's wrong. We just happen to have it as part of the throat. But I see what you're saying. I can understand. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And also that's interesting for me because I've had a little thing on my ear. Like I get a weird pain on my outer ear for the last few years. And I've been interpreting it as, what am I not listening to? It's on my right ear. There was actually a mole when I first went to a doctor to find out why I was having this pain in my ear. They said, oh, it must be that mole. And so they removed it, and there's still this pain. So it also could be my body asking me to, you know, what am I not saying, or, you know, how, what's your interpretation?
Hang on, where are you? I want to know exactly where, though, before Adamantia answers you.
Yeah, it's the right ear, and it's up, on the, like, you know how there's a space, there's like the ridge around the edge of the ear on the top, and then there's also like the inner crust right before it actually goes in. So it's on that flat part of the ear on the side that is seen.
Well, that was a really good description, by the way. Like, I actually followed that.
I'm looking in a mirror.
And I'm like a visual person. I'm like, she's going to describe it. I have no idea what she's going to say. Yeah. Did you want to go in this?
On the front, on the visible side?
On the visible side.
So I would say that has something to do with your childhood because of the placement. Because if this is... If the lifetime starts at the beginning and then goes up and then around the ear, right? The very that area would be your childhood, teenagehood type things.
And this is something that starts
the top flat part.
Well, I look at the lifetime along the edge of the ridge, right? But the top flat part is really near the childhood, teenagehood part.
Okay.
When did this start, Rachel? I'm sorry, I think you actually said it, but when did this pain start?
It started about 3 years ago, and it feels like if you sleep on the side of my head and the cartilage gets smushed, except it shows up randomly. some days there's this pain, and some days, sometimes like a week without it, and then other days it just shows up.
Okay. So I would say to go back to that time in your life 3 years ago, either then or, you know, months building up to it, to what was going on, because nothing is really random. Pains don't just come on for no reason. It might not be necessarily something that was going on then, but 6 months to a year before. It definitely feels to me like something you're either not wanting to hear in the outer world more so.
Mm.
Right? It's not doesn't feel like an internal dialogue. So not sure what was going on in your life. And again, and Rachel, I'm not sure if you had a chance to do the online, but if you do get a chance before you come to Sedona, to do the timeline. Because that timeline, and probably people who heard this probably hear me like a broken record, but the timeline in the online manual, it's one of the first modules where you go through you go through your life and you write down everything that kind of happened mentally, physically, emotionally. You're going to get some clues there. And if you start looking at what was going on about 3-4 years ago in your life, and I think I think she has something she wants to read to you here.
Okay.
Yes, so I looked in the book, the body book, and there is a section for ear problems, external structures. So that would be what you have. And so when the external structure problems are present, it's conform or else, having conflicts with the structure of society, feeling pressured to be not who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense to you, Rachel?
Yeah, that was when I was realizing that I'm an entrepreneur, and also experiencing what was surprising to me, but lack of support from my parents about that decision.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so it's an old theme that you've been carrying from childhood. That's probably why your parents aren't on board, because it's always been around you. And so if it's the right ear, as you said, its actual closer explanation is rebellious child manifesting control avoidance and unwillingness to march to other people's drummers.
Mm.
Oh, I can't wait to see your size.
That would be inappropriate.
Sorry, maybe that sounds kind of weird, actually. Sorry about that.
Yes.
It'll make sense later. That comment will make sense later.
Okay. That was that size or size?
Size.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. we hold a lot of our teenage rebellion. Some may tend to hold a lot of teenage rebellion in their thighs. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So does that help at all, Rachel, or do you have any questions?
That's helpful. New information to sit with. So thank you.
Yeah. You can always check in with us next month and see, you know, what your insights have been.
Okay.
Great. Laurel. Hi, Laurel.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. So
good.
I'm sitting here listening, and I think that my throat chakra is a mess.
Oh.
Your throat chakra
maybe
is
a mess. Well, how about instead of my throat chakra is a mess, we say I'm learning how to open my throat chakra, and that I'm doing that by healing the past wounds or something like that.
That sounds better, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. In the past. In the past, things may have occurred that have caused the throat chakra to maybe come out of balance. And now as I'm healing and moving forward, I'm learning how to speak my truth.
Okay, I can say that if somebody's coaching me through it. Thank you.
Yeah, just it changes the vibration around it.
Did you have any specific questions about the mat?
Well, it's, you're sitting there, it's just so overwhelming with so many, and my thought process is like, I give up.
But what do you mean, what's the issue?
So many things. I have teeth problems. I lose my voice all the time, like literally laryngitis. I have constant shoulder and neck pain, and I am aware, I've been aware that things are in my throat chakra, and
mm-hmm.
I will continue to be more aware.
Yeah.
I'm so overwhelmed by it that I don't even have a question, because there's so many things to...
Right. Yeah. So what I would suggest, because laryngitis on itself is a holding back, so inability to express yourself, and of course with the throat chakra in general, anything going on there, and I'm just feeling the burden of that is what's being held on the shoulders. I think what I would suggest, Laurel, is to go back and start at the foundation, right? The base, the sacral, the solar plexus up to the heart. I have found that when those things are being dealt with, which you are doing, I'm aware of that, the fears, the shame and the guilt, the old resentments, when those lower chakra issues, as you're clearing those lower chakra issues, the energy starts to clear and will shift what's going on in the upper chakra. So the authentic connection, the connection to your authentic voice will come as a result of doing the work in primarily the lower three, because it's the lower three where the fear is held, right?
Right.
The shame. So as that stuff is cleared, I know what word to use. I'm going to suggest that you find that you're going to start finding your authentic voice. And it's a process.
Right.
So I wouldn't lose hope, because you've already started doing so much work, really good work.
Yeah, and I would also add that sometimes when something presents a large issue for us, we tend to beat it with the forehead, like hit it with our head, like hitting a wall, right? And nothing seems to work. And sometimes we're going about it how do I phrase this? Sometimes we're facing it straight on too strong, or going at it too strong. So what I would suggest for a throat chakra blockage release exercise is to just practice self-expression in the simplest way possible. And my suggestion for that is to pay people compliments. So as you walk around your life, as you see your neighbors, as you go down the street, just whenever you see somebody who's got a nice shirt, nice necklace, just express that to them with your throat, like out loud. And then that will give you a nice practice for throat chakra expression that's not actually expressing the things that you're afraid to express, or maybe you're uncomfortable with talking about. But this will open the door a little bit to your expression, and that way, in a couple of months, you might feel more comfortable expressing things that are more difficult.
Yeah, actually, okay. I really like that. I really like that, because what that feels like also, Agnieszka, is it affects the heart chakra as well. There's a real, mm-hmm. a real gentleness to that, and that sounds like a really safe way to open the throat chakra.
Right, and yeah. When she said that, I'm like, I can do that. So
Yeah, and it wasn't so hard.
I'm going to take that on, too. This next month, I'm going to...
Seriously. Understand, everybody on this call, that people don't express their appreciation for others nearly enough. And so when you're expressing your appreciation for whatever they did, or they chose that shirt, or they did that hair a certain way, you're actually sharing what you're already thinking. It's nothing new, but for that person, it could make a huge difference in their day, right? Just to hear one compliment.
Absolutely.
And Laurel, how's it been going through the modules online? And how's that been going for you since you were in Sedona?
I'm slow because it's a lot.
And yes, for sure. Yeah.
I do a module and then I take a week to absorb it. And so I've been doing it and it's going well. I love it. But
yeah.
I would like to say that I have this major transformation and I feel better, but I feel worse, honestly.
Yeah. I would say that's like the first thing you said, you're going slow. I don't think that's slow at all. I think as long as there's a willingness and there's some action being taken, I think trusting the pace, there's no slow. Like if you're listening to one and then allowing it to process for a week, oh my goodness, that's not slow at all. And if I may say something that's encouraging from my own personal experience, having come through healing from a disease called MS, I can only even try to explain to you how slow that process and painful that felt. I just kept doing a little bit at a time. So even and I found at times I actually would feel worse. I'm not saying this is how it has to be. It's just that I've seen it. It can start feeling like it's worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Because we're digging up. I mean, old. I gotta dig up the crap before I can get rid of it. So I'm kind of like having to go in there in it to find the diamonds. So my hands are getting dirty. So I'm playing in it, but then I'm finding my diamonds and I'm moving on. So I'm just saying that, I guess, as encouragement that what you're doing is perfect for Laurel.
And I just want to say, like, trust the process, because you know, things don't always happen overnight, and you might look back in 6 months and say, wow, I am in a very different place, and it's really good than where I was 6 months ago. So
yeah.
It's really trusting the process, too.
Yeah, okay. That's Kate. Yeah, thank you, Kate.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a journal is very helpful. I really like that you said that, Kate, because when I go back and read my journal, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
oh, good Lord, how did I get through that? Like, I forget.
Yeah,
it's like,
man.
I think that I know, I'm not sure if you, how, sometimes finding another word for no just drives me around the bend.
Understand.
I that one's not going to work either. Anyway.
Realize.
I forgot what I was going to say in the process of looking for another word. It's like, anyways.
Your journal. When you look back and you see how far you've come, sometimes you don't recognize the person that you were because you are the person that you are now. And maybe we don't always give ourselves credit for that, and it really is trusting the process and remembering what that process was
that
you went through.
I think others see it in us before we see it in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
one more thing I wanted to share with you ladies, and this will totally seem unrelated, but I swear it's related. This is something that a friend of mine said to me yesterday, and it totally blew my mind. So he said, I read this huge book. It was 5,000 pages, and it was the most boring book I ever read. And I looked at him, and I said, why did you read the most boring book ever? And he said, oh, it was because of the nuggets. I got 5 nuggets out of that book that I could never have gotten anywhere else. And it totally shifted my, because I would have given up after 100 pages. I would have. But he went through 5,000 pages to find 5 nuggets. And I said, are those nuggets really life-changing? Were they really worth the 5? And he said, yes, absolutely. The nuggets were life-changing. So
even
the biggest, longest pain, you can understand that the nuggets are life-changing. And maybe it's only 5,000 pages before you can move on.
And I think also the fact that we're not alone, and that's another reason why I love these mentor calls, is because we're
definitely.
Here together walking through the process, and that we can come here and say, I can come and say, you know, this is how I'm feeling, right? Even if it's not like I'm feeling good. So I appreciate your honesty, Laurel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That'll help.
Yeah. Well, even voicing. Yes, exactly. Even voicing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, church, that's your authentic truth, though, isn't it, right now?
Right, yeah.
So that's actually pretty huge. So.
Okay,
thank you. Marissa O'Neill is in the house.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Marissa. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Any other tips or tricks in opening up the throat chakra? I've done a lot of work in opening up all of my chakras, and they all feel really open, and there feels like there's like a, in the past, like a second ago, felt like there was a blockage in the throat chakra.
And let me ask you, Marissa, because you're a practitioner heading to Masters in 2 weeks. So if somebody came to you and asked you that question, what would you say?
Pardon? It's about speaking my truth.
Right. So what would you recommend what would you recommend to someone? Just speaking it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, speaking my truth to myself and others.
Right.
That's a really hard one, Marissa. Like, that's not really easily accomplished because there are so many variables. But if you break it down into little pieces, you know, one aspect would be to just tone, vocalize, express your voice through singing, even singing in the car. Another aspect would be expressing compliments. Another aspect would be looking at yourself in the mirror and telling yourself the truth that you feel it. So there are different ways of doing it, but just speaking the truth is such a big concept, it's kind of hard to follow, right?
I do all of those. Peace.
Could you repeat that, Marissa?
I said I do all of those.
Okay.
I tone my chakras daily, say affirmations. I do all that. But patience is a virtue as well.
Yes. Well, that it's a process. I mean, as somebody said once, I love it, all we ever get is human. Right? Like, but what, Agnieszka, what you brought up about the singing is that in Module 10, there is a part where Carol's talking about how humming is so important. We do this in the live event as well, for those who have done it, if you remember, how humming is so important to activate the voice and how the vibration also at the same time is strengthening the immune system. And also when one is humming, like when we're humming, we're not actually thinking, we're feeling. And maybe we need to touch on that, the importance of vibration when we're talking about the throat chakra. There's a lot more going on. So it opens the throat, but then it's the vibration that's going through the body. And Marissa, as you know, that would affect all the chakras as well.
Right. Yeah.
So humming is a really, really good one as well. And I guess at the end of the day, for speaking truth is looking at the fear that are causing the suppression of the expression.
Can I ask you a question? You said that you do affirmations every day. Do you think maybe it's time to change your affirmation into something different?
I actually just changed them a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I love the affirmations. I listen to your affirmations. These are really powerful. They're personal.
Great.
Affirmations.
Yeah, great.
Yes, thank you.
Because with affirmations, affirmations are great. I mean, amazing. But if the body isn't believing even the vibration, the energetic, the consciousness of what's being said, it's like, what do we say? It's like putting saran wrap on dog shit.
Yeah, that's something
else. Right? It's so yes, they're great, but then the body has to feel the truth in it. That's why when we do the psychosomatic body analysis or when we're reading a body, the body speaks the subconscious, and it's the subconscious that we're trying to get to, and sometimes the affirmations aren't actually affecting at that level.
Adamatia?
Leslie?
Yeah, can I just interject there for a minute?
Absolutely.
One thing that's coming to mind just listening to the conversation, and we're talking about vibration, and so when we speak words, they need to I think it would be extremely helpful if the vibration went along with the words. And so what I'm hearing is, and I'll be a little bit of a caricature, but I do my affirmations, and they are. And
you're
so
going to need to
do an affirmation and say, you know, I feel great today. To say, I feel great today, and I'm going to be good, and I'm amazing. And so there might be something in just the entire vibration to escalate the affirmations. There might be some helpful ways to increase the validity, increase the power of the affirmations through the different vibrations and how things are being said. Just to...
Yeah, I love
you know
that.
What?
Stick it out there.
I've got something to add to that too. Also, physically moving your body while you're saying them helps.
Mm-hmm.
So getting up
yeah.
and like standing in your living room and prancing around while you say it would actually physically activate that affirmation mm-hmm. in your body as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? And what's interesting as you're both sharing that, and Leslie, when you were sharing that, it made me think of the eyebrows. The eyebrows are the throat chakra, and you can tell when we can tell a lot by reading somebody's face on how they actually are communicating. And I'm going to say, Leslie, that probably goes in with the vibration as well, because that tone that you were imitating there, I imagine these eyebrows that are just straight across and dull and lifeless, right? And for those who haven't gotten that far in the modules or haven't done the live yet, the eyebrows are our expression. They're related to the throat chakra. So it's like when you say you have a bright idea, your whole face lights up, the eyebrows lift and everything. So that's kind of what you made me, what I was feeling, Leslie, is that how that all really does tie in together.
Right. And I'm thinking more to play with it and see, feel, and really determine, embody how different it feels when a different tone of voice is used, when a different pitch is used, when there's, you know, even to play and put your emphasis on a different syllable and see how that feels and what does that do for you or not. And but to really play with the vibration of when we speak and more internalize how that is actually feeling inside. When we use different words, or just when we say the same word but say it differently.
I love it. That's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, I love it. Awesome. Thank you.
You're awesome, Leslie.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Agnieszka, that wasn't quite believable. What I heard was, you're awesome. So
you're amazing.
A little bit more.
You need the words to come out of your mouth.
For those who aren't aware, Leslie is on the Lightworkers team and master practitioner, and I'm so happy you're on the call with us tonight, Leslie.
Well, thank you.
I'm
happy to be here.
Did you feel it?
I did.
I actually felt that in my heart, to tell you the truth.
I really did mean that you're awesome the first time.
So there you go. Thank you. Now, Leslie, it's your turn. Did you want to share anything else?
I'm finding it very fascinating to be here and to hear everyone. And communication is a sticky point for me, and especially communication in the relationship I'm in. And it's tough.
it is just really, really difficult. So what has been happening lately, and over the, 18 years of this relationship, I've, of course, tried different things for varying responses or to see if something else will work. And what I've been doing lately is just really basically not saying anything. Mm. But I looked down the other day and I have a bump on my baby finger, right at the middle knuckle. So I said to Carol, "So what's up with that?" And she said, "Okay, so diplomatic speech, right on the baby finger on the right side." And it, when I thought about it, and the way I like to embody psychosomatics is, if that were true, where can I find it in my life to say that that's true? And so what it is I believe, it's like, just because I don't speak it doesn't mean it's not going around and around and around in my head. Mm-hmm. And trying to think of all the correct ways or a way to say something that would get through, that would be received the way I'm intending it to be, all of those things, that it would be received as constructive, that it would be understood, and basically I'm going, yeah, I can't come up with anything. So it just rattles around in my brain and creates a little bump on my finger. So that's what I'm working on right now, is working to learn more about communicating verbally, and seeing if that, seeing how the bump reacts.
How the bump goes, yeah. I just wanted to add to that, if it's okay, Leslie, for those majority of, I think, of everyone on the call tonight haven't done the practitioner level 1-2. So what Leslie's referring, it's great because it ties in another part of the body, because we kind of kept it quite as the foundation for the body awakening method calls, but the communication finger is the finger she's talking about. It's the pinky on both hands. So I guess what I'm wanting to say is, yeah, pointing out that there are other parts in the body that come into play. So, yeah. So thank you for sharing that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for communicating that. Let us know how the bump goes. No, seriously, things disappear.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that it does. I'm really hoping I can figure it out and work on it.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Christy.
Sajak.
Christy,
well,
are you
there?
I think so.
There seems to be a lot of other talking.
Oh, there. Now I can hear you.
Or am I echoing?
I think you're echoing because you're the only one talking.
That's better. So for those of you who don't know me, I have a little dog named Cheyenne who has been to some of the training as well. And when you guys were talking about vibrations, she started vibrating. She is so funny. Part of that,
too.
I thought, was because she was trying to get to some popcorn.
Oh.
But she was definitely vibrating only when you guys were talking about it. So that was very funny.
Yes. You know what's interesting? When you just said that about the popcorn, another way that lack of nurturing can be manifested in the throat chakra is the need of food or other substances. So if there's a lack of expression in the throat, it could be that need to fill it, and that could lead to being fed with food or substances, drinking, smoking, and such. So thank you for actually mentioning that, because that was another part that I wanted to point out. So if there could be a lack of expression, if someone has a habit of emotional eating, even if you want to call it that, there is a connection with what goes in and out of that area. So.
Oh, interesting. Well, that definitely fits with the food for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So if something hasn't been spoken, is that area is not being, what's the word, not utilized, but if the energy is wanting to come through, pass through that area, right? And then it might, that's why food, people can use food to feel that nurturing, that to satisfy that which is they're not getting satisfied, which could be lack of expression.
Well, Cheyenne luckily is coming to Masters because she teaches me something about this work every day, as well as Adam and Tia. But in terms, yeah, she definitely is already a master. So in terms of what you guys are talking about today, it was very interesting to me because I am trying to launch this new business that I've been starting and stopping.
Okay, wait, I am launching this new business.
For the past several years. And I finally found a partner that I think is ready to help me take it forward. But her history is such that it's hard for her to speak her truth. And it's frustrating to me because she has to be so careful about the words she uses all the time that, you know, I get frustrated because I'm like, just say what you mean. Like, you know, don't worry about how you say it.
Right.
But, you know, that's just something with her. And my ears started hurting after I talked to her. And I went to take a nap because I was like, I really don't feel good. And my ears hurt. And I didn't really think about it much until I woke up. And then I was like, oh, my ears.
Right. You know what's what I'm feeling for some bizarre reason, I'm not sure why, but is she mirroring something to you? And there's an echo.
I'm sorry, she what?
Is she mirroring something to you? So
well, that's what I was wondering. But yeah. I don't really feel like it because I feel like I'm extremely transparent.
Right. Sorry, you're echoing, Christy, so I am having a hard time hearing you.
And I'm not sure what to do about it because I'm not online.
Okay. What I would say is maybe look at that and see if there is a mirroring happening there.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, it's unfortunate that there's a connection that's sounding off because I don't want to feel like I'm cutting you off from speaking.
No, I hear the echoing too. It's very difficult.
Yeah, but that's what I would suggest. I'm like, Mishka, if you had anything to suggest about that, that's just kind of a sense that I'm getting. If somebody is triggering something, like you said, you found it annoying. No, what was the word you used? For me, when I get that, someone's triggering something in me, I'm like, hey, what do I need to look at inside myself?
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's about, like, if you're having certain thoughts about this person, like, oh my gosh, she's so annoying, take that back and think about when you thought about it that way about yourself. And I'm aware that some people are just more annoying than others, and perhaps it's time to eliminate certain people from your friends base because maybe you've outgrown this particular person.
But and I can understand that, but what I would like to add, like for myself, instead of yes, that's definitely possible. I still would want to find out what is it that's being triggered instead of moving away from it, because then it's not really clearing it within me. It's just I'm removing myself from it instead of getting to the root of it.
Really like that as well, Adamatia. It's to identify what it is that is going on between the conversation between the two of you that is somehow affecting her in a negative way. So to create a safe place that she feels like she could express herself. Obviously, she feels like she can't, and for whatever reason, just what you said, Adamantia, to find more, discover that part of it, what is being triggered for her, and then see if that can be addressed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that, and what's being triggered for her as well, yeah.
Well, and just to clarify, I don't find her annoying. We both worked for a really, really horrible person together previously. Right. And so it's not that she's not open with me personally. She just has a hard time being open in general, a lot because of her history and what we went through in working for this other person.
So were there any diamonds found in that work, that job, whether it was whatever that experience was? Because, you know, it's part of the online thing when we go back to every job we had and we find if there's any patterns or the diamonds and our gifts, all that. I'm just wondering, that's another thing that I've been sensing. Have you done that on that particular job, finding the diamonds in it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Awesome. I'm not sure how she feels about it as much. She is less likely to talk about the diamonds of that experience than probably I am.
Right. And I guess we can only do our own work as well.
Right, exactly.
And maybe just a reminder for her too that this situation is not that situation. And she can work on it. She can grow and you know, but you can help her.
Yeah.
Well, I think there is something to the mirror thing as well. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Not aware at this time, but I'm finding out.
There you go.
All right. Thank you,
Thank
Christy.
You.
Yeah. Can I ask a quick question about that situation too? What does it mean when Christy had to take a nap after sort of having...
I can't hear you. Oh, well, that's a shutdown. That's like, I'm out of here. That's just the first thing that popped into me. It's just like, it's exhausting energetically. Like, when you come into contact with someone, they're either energetically affecting you, like, positively, or you're feeling like energy is stuck. Not that anyone has control over our energy, but if we're not centered, then those things can affect us.
Got it. So being centered and grounded in our body will help prevent
Yeah.
And that's a huge pattern for me recently.
Yeah. In the past, it was a huge pattern, and I'm learning how to change it. Sorry, I can't help myself. It's like I'm a robot over here.
I'm not pressing any buttons, I swear.
I'm a psychosomatic robot. They've programmed me.
It's voice activated.
So it is 7:10, and I did want to make sure that we got to Whitney tonight. She's the last one. So if everybody's okay for a few more minutes, I'd like to check in with Whitney.
Hey.
Hi, Whitney.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Busy.
Good. Oh, I didn't feel that vibration at all. I was like, oh, I'm good. Busy?
Yeah. Sorry. But I make time for you guys, so.
Oh, thanks, Whitney. Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any questions tonight, or just checking in, wanted to listen, or?
There is something that's been going on with me around the throat chakra, and I guess I'm not really sure what you can tell me, but I'm wondering if that's me that's so staticky because we had rain and for some reason the... Yeah, can you hear static?
I can hear static, and I also see that Carol just joined us at the end of the call. These calls do start at 6, are you aware? Sorry, Whitney, go on.
Anyway, you know, I had, I've had a series of car accidents, but I've had whiplash several times. And I, believe it or not, I used to have a beautiful singing voice. And I have not been able to sing for years since my whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have issues where my voice kind of goes in and out as well. And this is all, like, since the car accident and since the whiplash. Is there anything that can be done about that?
Have you tried the compliment method that I've talked about before?
The compliment? Oh, no.
Just what I said to Kate earlier.
Or Laura. Yeah,
I think that for throat chakra, that's a gentlest, most, like, the step number one release would be just, yeah, that.
Okay, I can try that for sure.
So when you actually are you attempting to sing, but is it nothing comes out, or is it you don't feel like you? And when you got the whiplash in the car, and with the car accident, how long ago was that, Whitney?
Oh goodness, probably started back in. Hold on, I got to remember. I think it was 2006. So it's been a while.
Right. So I'm just feeling it's the whiplash and the accent that's still relevant. That, like whiplash, I'm just looking that up, and it's a jolt to indicate that you need to make changes in your life. And with the car accident also in particular, that's a stopping you in your tracks.
Hmm.
And... It also has to do with having great anxiety about what would happen if the individual had to deal with a big issue that was coming up for them at that time. So I'm not sure if you've gone back and connected that piece yet.
Hmm.
Because that is very relevant to the throat chakra. The whiplash is in the throat. So it's almost as if has that incident, have you seen the significance of that incident, the reason it occurred, that has then, as a result, caused the voice to be suppressed. Do you see where I'm getting at?
I do.
Yeah. I understand the part about, you know, that indicates that I need to make changes in my life. And then you said something else, and I must be tired because I completely zoned out on it.
What? Has to do with confusion? Now, also keep in mind the neck, like, for example, a rigid neck, one that is stiff, means an may indicate an inability to see other sides to a situation as well, and it could also have to do with confusion. So what I'm saying is to go back to where the accident was happening that caused the whiplash. Yes, what was going on then? Because there are no accidents.
Yeah, actually, I know what was going on then, and I was actually apprenticing in something called, now I can't even remember what it's called, but I was an apprentice for somebody, and I was doing a lot of travel back and forth to California, and it turned out, what I realized was that it really wasn't what I was meant to be doing. So I did stop doing that. I mean, the car accident pretty much stopped me in my tracks as far as that was concerned.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you feel that your throat chakra, even though you're not singing at the level that I'm hearing that you would want to or not able to sing, do you feel that, say, your throat chakra where it is today is better, your expression and your ability to speak is better than it was a year ago?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you feel like you're moving in the right direction?
Yeah, definitely moving in the right direction.
Yeah. So I just feel the more that you keep aligning with your direction and your purpose, right? Your feet straight from the bottom up, aligning that, I would imagine you're going to continue to find that your throat chakra does continue to open. I would just recommend, suggest that you do go back to what was happening before the car accident, just to see if there's anything still there for you to see what stops you dead in your tracks, and if there's a pattern of that being repeated now at all.
Yeah, you could even go back to a previous car accident or even be one before that, right? So just to examine that journey, maybe do a timeline. The other thing I wanted to mention is just to honor your own journey, because if you've improved since the last car accident till now, then it's just a matter of time before you're perfect again.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I think even since I've known you, Whitney, what a phenomenal change. I mean, seriously, and I know, and I'm aware that it's not like I see you all the time, but like twice in this past year, and I get to see you again in a couple of weeks. The significant change that you had day one of the 10-day training, and then at the end,
right?
So I think that, and it's what we were saying earlier. I think Kate, you were talking about it as well. We were talking for Laurel. I think it was about others may see our change more than we see it within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, so, well, thank you. It's 7:20. I just wanted to say that I had a great time tonight. I am off to Sedona, May 16th. Paul and I are heading down to meet Carol. We're going to be there for Masters. It's going to be amazing. And then we have another 3-day, June 3rd to 5th. I'm going to be on a plane June 7th coming home, so I will not be on the mentor call. Agnieszka, I'm just letting you know now. I'm making you aware so that you understand. But I do hope that you'll have an amazing couple of months. And, I understand. I am aware that we will be having a great time in Sedona. So,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking forward to
it. Yeah. Oh, and one more thing for anyone who hasn't attended the live yet, that we do have our fall dates. We have 3-day live events in the fall in Las Vegas as well. So if you are aware of anyone who hasn't taken it yet or would like to, well, we are in Vegas in September and November. So those are posted as well on the website.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure talking to all of you. Does anybody else have any pressing issues that they'd like to share before we close out the call?
Nope.
Very well.
That was really great.
Stopping recording. Thank you very much.